It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, are you? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts, so they last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Hopefully, we'll be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, coming off the loss to the Canes last night in
Raleigh. Let's be honest. Surprised he's always dicey.
Yeah. Well, plus they got home late last night.
He's always running around with the kids.
What time do you think they got it back from Raleigh?
I mean,
1 o'clock.
1 in the morning, yeah. Like 1:30.
He's got young kids.
It's dicey.
Yeah, I would agree.
Dowder's going to be taking a nap, just like old Johnny Flakes, in about 3 or 4 hours.
JP, what's the early return on the page poll?
78% say not a natty.
Right. Natty or not.
Got
natty
it.
Or not. Natty or not.
Hey, you should put the picture, like reply with the picture.
I have the You can't do the picture in the poll? You can't do the picture in the poll, but the picture is right beneath it if you go to our Twitter page, at Junks Radio.
Can you retweet it with the picture? You know what I mean? Like quote tweet it so you can see the picture.
Not sure. You can try it.
All right. Let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Oh. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, powered by Verizon. Dowder, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I mean, you got to be wiped out at this point, right? Back-to-back games, travel back home. How are you holding up physically right now?
Yeah, I mean, after any back-to-back, you're pretty exhausted, and you get home, and you're, you know, right into the mix of it with the kiddos, and you know, which is nice. It's nice to wake up to them. But any back-to-back is definitely gonna tire you out, especially with travel, like you said. Yep.
What time did you get back to your house last night?
Last night, well, actually wasn't too bad because the flight from Carolina is only like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably got back around
midnight.
Probably laid down around 1:45.
Oh, it's still pretty late.
Yeah, because we had Carbs on yesterday and we asked him about getting from, I'm sorry, who'd they play before? They
Boston.
Played Boston.
Yeah. Boston, yeah.
Boston to Raleigh, and he said the exact same thing. He says, yeah, I got back in the hotel room about 1:45. Crazy.
I think last. The night come from Boston, I fell asleep at like 1:51. I remember, which was early because I typically you don't fall asleep right when you get into the hotel room. You know, it takes a second to wind down. Like there's you know, you're flying, there's bright lights on the bus, like, you know, it takes a second to wind down. So yeah, I was actually impressed that I fell asleep so early.
Who do you sit next to on the plane?
Me and Reamer, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So it's good, wow. Good chop session.
Very what do you
good.
Guys do?
Just talk.
What do we do? I'd say if I don't bug Reams, he puts the headphones on and he's like a bit of like a podcaster, or, you know, he watches some Barstool stuff quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But he's open to chat. And then, so if I get in his ear a little bit, the headphones come off, and then, you know, and then I'll start chopping with me, and we'll, you know, we sit next to the card table too, which is
entertaining.
Alana comedy. Yeah. Very, very entertaining.
What's the card game of choice on most Capitals flights?
I think they play 13 up, 13 down. You guys familiar with that one?
No.
Please explain.
I mean, I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but there's four guys, and you start at one, or you start at 13. I don't think it really matters, but you deal one card out, and then you cut the deck, flip a card, and that's the suit that is Trump, meaning like that's the suit that beats all suits. So like mm-hmm. if the card that's flipped over that the deck is cut is a heart, mm-hmm. then any heart can beat any other suit. And then if you both play a heart, it's the highest heart that wins. So okay. like a two of heart would be like an ace of spades, but like a three of hearts would be the two of hearts. So then you know, no one sees your cards. You go around kind of left of the dealer, I believe. And, you lay your suit, and the whole point of the game is you have to call your tricks, which is a point.
Betting?
I think they play. Yeah. I think it's like if you burn, which means you don't get the amount of points that you originally call before mm-hmm. the card is played,
right.
You know, then you go down like, you know, 5 points or 10 points. And then, so to get to the end of the game, you go 13 up. So if you start at one card dealt, then you go to two card dealt, and then three card dealt, and then four, and then you go all the way up to 13, and then you go 13 all the way back down. And then I think at the end of the game, you know, they've kept score from every single hand of, you know, who got their points, which is like a plus five, and then who burned, which means you didn't get your points, and that's like a minus five. So, you know, by the end of the game, you might be a couple hundred bucks down or whatever it is. It's nothing crazy, but there's definitely money involved, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a four-way game, not a team game, so you don't have a partner. You're playing all against the other three.
Yeah, you're playing all against the other, which is great because that's what leads to the comedy, is that, you know, guys are trying to get theirs and...
It's similar to four-way spades, kind of.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
So, yep. Doubter, last night's game between you guys and the Canes got super chippy. And looking at the box, you know, usually you had 12 penalty minutes in last night's game.
Yeah.
Most nights that's going to lead the team in penalty minutes. But you look down the list, Duhame had 15 penalty minutes. Mikey had 19. Willie had 14. He's no stranger to the penalty box, but I mean, that was a wild game. You were chirping at somebody from the penalty box. Take us through what kind of lit the fuse there between you guys and the Canes.
Well, I mean, it's a good rivalry. You know, they're a good hockey team, and that building's you know, it's a tough place to play. I think they have one of the best home records, if not the best, in the NHL. So they play a little different at home than they do on the road.
They're 30-9 at home, by the way.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, they're a good hockey team, and going into that building, you know what you're going to get. And you know, I wouldn't say it was anything in particular, except for, you know, I think we were down a little bit. The game got away from us, you know, at times, and guys get frustrated. And then, you know, I think if guys feel, you know how it goes. You feel slighted in any way, then it's, well, that, you know, if we're down 5-1, I'm gonna try and take some skin here. So. But I mean, I don't know. There's nothing in particular. You know how it goes. That happens time to time. People get frustrated and kind of boils over a little bit.
Do you think Ovi is getting sick of getting asked about breaking Gretzky's record before every single game at this point?
Comes with the territory.
I mean, I think it, you know, great, what is it? With great power comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. So I think, he's going to be asked about that even after he breaks it. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's like me being like, you know, the only question I got asked in my whole career was, Nick, how'd you grow up in Alabama and play hockey? And mm-hmm. it's like, guys, we've answered this like 1,000 times.
Right.
Like,
you're tired of giving that answer. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know that's my Great Chase question that Ovi gets the equivalent. So I think O is doing a great job of managing the media. You know, it's not like we have a crazy media here in Washington. You know, if this was happening in Montreal or Vancouver or Toronto, that would be much different. But even saying so, like, I mean, I'm sure he's dealing with a bunch of people reached out to him, text, phone calls. Like, he's probably dealing with a lot of external stuff, and he's doing a great job of continuing to play well and kind of manage that. So,
I mean, do you ever see the guy down? It's like, you know, we're on the outside, right? Anytime we see him, the guy's up, right? He just always just seems to be like a freaking joy to be around. Does he ever have bad days?
Well, I would be too if I had 890 something reps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, are you amazed by his diet?
What do you mean?
Well, there was an article in The Athletic talking about, you know, he's known for the Cheetos and the Subway and
chicken parm.
Chicken parm all the time. He just eats like a regular guy, but not like some elite athlete who has a nutritionist.
Because when we ask you about your diet, you have a pretty strict diet, it sounds like.
Where would you guys hear that?
Well, I mean, when we ask you what are you having for breakfast, you always say I'm having some.
I would say so. I mean, I'm not going to turn down, like, I had a cookie on the plane last night.
Right.
It was from like the restaurant. I'm not going to turn that down. You know, like I still have a sweet tooth, and you know, I'm still going to have, you know, like some beers and wine or whatever. Like when we go out to dinner with the fellas, or if we go out with my wife for a date or something. But I would definitely say as I've gotten older, any type of
carbs,
you know, or not carbs necessarily. I mean, any type of like, you know, cheat meal of any sort, or if, you know, I have too many beers, it all catches up much quicker than it used to. That's for sure. Well, so
you're not a fast food guy, are you? Are you a fast food guy?
No, not at all.
What's your favorite cheat meal? What's your go-to
cheat meal?
Yeah.
Well, I would say I'm definitely more of a savory than sweet, or than like sugary.
Okay.
I would say I'm a huge breakfast guy. Like I love, like I could crush like some banana pancakes, like things like that, lathered in syrup and butter. I think I'd probably say like that would probably be like my last breakfast if I had to pick.
Gotcha.
Talking to Nick Dowd, Cap Center, powered by Verizon. All right, big picture. Well, I guess it's small picture, but the last week hasn't been great, right? You guys have lost 4 out of 5. Should fans be worried about how you're playing here recently?
No, I mean, I don't think we're worried. You know, I don't think it. I think it's a narrow scope, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to look at big picture. We've won a lot of hockey games. We were the first team to clinch playoffs in the NHL. You know, we beat some very good hockey teams. I think at any point in the season, there's going to be, there's going to be challenges. Honestly, I think, you know, what we're going through right now is going to be, you can look at things in two different ways, right? Like, you can be all doom and gloom about losing 4 in the last 5 games, or you can look at these 4 in the last 5 games and approach that as, okay, we have a lot to learn from these 4 games before we get into the playoffs. Because every single night, applies, or suggests, the ability to get better, or learn from your mistakes. And I think every night there's opportunities for us to kind of, you know, self-taught, right? Like there were some mistakes that we made last night, that we can now clean up. There's guys that are getting put into different, positions on the ice, playing with different players that, you know, now can watch some film and we can learn from that too. I think, you know, the challenging thing about clinching playoffs so early is that we're continuing to try and get better every single night as a team and individuals. You know, we've already put a lot of the work in throughout the season, right? There's 7 games left, but you want to be sharp heading into the postseason. And I think that's the goal. So I think, you know, in my opinion, I think we can take these last 5 games, even against Boston. I don't think we played our best hockey. I think we played good enough to win, but you know, there was, and that is something to learn from a, from that game was that, okay, you have a team down 2-0 regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, you got to step on the gas and put that game away, as opposed to, you know, you let a team come back in 2-2 and then, you know, you have no clue. I mean, even all the way down to the last second, Charlie Lindgren made a huge save with like no time on the clock.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I brought that up, Doubter. I brought that up last week, and I'm not saying the Ovi thing is a distraction for the rest of you guys, but remember 2 years ago when Boston just ruled the world and they crushed the regular season and they had like 60-some wins?
Best team in hockey.
Right, and then they lost in the first round of playoffs to Florida, mm-hmm. I think.
That's right.
So that's what I think Caps fans are kind of worried. All right, they've been so dominant in the regular season, but these games really don't mean anything because you've already clinched the one seed. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of worried about, all right, entering the playoffs, is it going to be the team that was really working for that one seed, or is it the team that really doesn't have to win because they've already clinched?
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, I think that's the challenge, right? I'm not a believer in thinking that like, oh, we can take these last seven games off and then every single person in our locker room can say, all right, boys, it's the playoffs, it's game one, let's turn it on.
Yeah,
like right. That's just not how it works. I mean, you know, you want to feel good about your game heading into playoffs. You want to feel sharp. You want to feel, I mean, you know, quite honestly, you want to feel like you're a little.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
A little worn down a little bit, right? Like you're kind of sharpened your weapon a little bit to get me to this point, to get me to the player that I am. So anything that happens during these playoffs, like, I'm not worried, right? Like, I'm even keel. We can fix this, or we can come back, or we can, you know, put the foot down on a team and be the team and close out a series. Those are all the teaching lessons that you have to pull from the regular season. You know, so I think that's the goal. I mean, is it challenging at times with seven games left, knowing that you've clinched? Yeah, but there's other teams that are going to do that too. And the sign of a good, you know, veteran hockey team is, okay, like, regardless of where we are, we're going to go out and be professionals and play well and win these hockey games, or at least play well enough to win. So when you come in the locker room, everyone's saying, oh, you know what, we lost that game, but we played really well, you know, or, you know, I'd say 8 out of 10 times you play really well, or at least our team does, we're going to win those games. But there's going to be games that we lose that, you know, we should have won, but we didn't. And you guys know the difference, right? Like, you as fans walk away and be like, man, they should have won that hockey game. They just ran into a hot goalie, or maybe they took some penalties or whatever. But, you know, there's an overriding feeling of this is an opportunity to learn and just to continue to get better.
All right, Doubter, get some rest. We'll see you back in action tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bro.
Yep.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Nick Doubter from the Washington Capitals. He's powered by Verizon. We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.